person is them on the Baal Mekach, is them to say who he sold it to. Baal Mekach is believed to say who he sold it to. Broke out a huge conflict between Rashi and Tosfos. Listen carefully. Tosfos says in Kedushin, before I printed it out for you today, why is the guy Nemo? Why is the guy Nemo? Why is the guy Nemo? Because, you know, we ate it, but two people have a fight, who he sold it to. Says the Tosfos in Kedushin, he's open for us because he has a migul. Calls man, the object's in his hand, he could say, I didn't sell it. Calls man, the object's in his hand, he could say, I sold it, I bought it back. So when a guy has a chefetz in his hand, he's believed to say who he sold it to. That's the only reason why the Baal HaMekach, the seller, is believed. A migul. Now, the amount is based on a migul. I may even know, but that's only when it's in your hands. What is that of you? You don't have a migul anymore. You can't say it's wine. You can't say I didn't sell it. You can't say I bought it back. You don't have any of those options. That's Shitas Tosfos. So Shitas Tosfos is that when the Gemara there says in Kedushin that the Baal HaMekach is believed to say who I sold it to only when it's in his hands, that's possible. Because only when it's in his hands, does he have a migul? And then one says, one says a migul. Atkan Shitas Tosfos. Rashi argues over there and over here. Rashi says, even if it's not in your hands, you're believed. Why? I think Morris said over there, you're not believing. It says, Rashi, that's only when you took money from two people. Of course, when you took money from one person, you have an amount of people to say who you sold it to, because Rashi speaks out here, Rashi speaks out in Kedushin. You're a Dayik, you remember who you sold it to. Agav, what is this Nemanus? Mazah. So I printed out to you for today, Kedusha Aran, not Kedusha Aran, the Aran in the back in Kedusha. That the Aran's Mashwa, that it's a Drapon of the Kenemanus. The Ran gives a very interesting marshal. He gives a marshal from a chaya. A chaya is a birth, is a, what do you call it, a midwife. That the thing is that the chaya who gives birth to the babies, a lady was in a house and a bunch of babies were born, she's believed to say, who's a kohen, who's a lady, who's possible, who's kosher, why? So they're one of the kenamanas because there's nobody else to give the information. How do you know otherwise? There's no balagan. So they were want to give an amanas to the chaya to determine which one baby is the kohen, which one's the lady. Interesting marshal says the Ran, likewise, when a person sells something, there's nobody else who can give the information. Who knows who he sold it to? So the Chazal gave him a nemanus. The Mashmas of the Ran that I printed out, he said, it's a nemanus. And the nemanus was given Kol's man. Okay, the nemanus was given Kol's man. You remember, which as long as one person paid. The second that two people paid, they not believe it anymore. Once all your hands. Atkan, the Machlikas Rashi in Texas. So Rashi says over here, that's the machlekes in what is an amos. Now, based on this, we've got a huge machlekes pshat in Agamar. But many not giving this pshat. According to Rashi, what's the kasha of Agamar? The kasha of Agamar is that why is there a machlekes? Go to the meicher, go to the guy, and ask him who he sold it to. He has an amos. One of the good amos, albeit. So listen carefully. According to Rashi, the most kasha is on the etzim psak of machlekes. Why are you going ahead? And you pass me a chluku. The seller has an amanus to say who he sold it to, like I just explained. What is the more answer, by the way? My answer is that he took Nokat Mitabai, the Nokat Mitabai, Mechad Midat, the Havakar, Bolo Yadan, and me and we died, how's Rashi Gurus? What's the Gurus, huh? Bolo Yadan, no, we don't know. What's up? We don't know. Explains Rashi. We don't believe him. Because once he took money from two people, he said, he doesn't know exactly, he doesn't remember who. I mean, it's not in his hands anymore. He took money from two people. Calls man, it's one person he remembers who he sold it to. Ashenke, when it's took money from two people, he's not medactic. So when that goes to Leyada, he doesn't know. So Rashi, even if he knows, we don't believe him. I think more says, Leyada, no, we don't know, we don't believe him, and that's the Gemara, that's the Gersa and the Gemara. So according to Rashi, the Gemara is a major kasha. It's a kasha on the sack of the Mishnah. We should have the Yachlik over here. Tesis are, these are Tesis, for those who's in my mouth, appears Rashi, Nishal, Omecha. Yeah, I forgot the name. I'm looking at them on Kishayim Mechlevi Yodai. kuna aminan vaso jo sami do nok mit vayo do nok mit na na fil ema khubi ale and then we got in a bokh out of the yadina that's over goes the yadina and we don't believe you it means even if you come along and say I know we're not going to believe you because the gemara says over there we don't believe you so vaso was goes the yadina we begin om doch a gefar shpe doch a gefar shape the out of the ema khubi ale nemen hu kay dafo what I'm pointing out to you is that there's a big lishitas over here. The Baal Tosfos lishitas holds in Kedusha that the whole amount is only because of Bigul. So the minute that the object left the hand, which is the case over here, because it's not metalis, the ball game's over. That Gemara is not relevant. So Tosfos lishitas over here just stoops away Rashi's pshat. But what's behind this Tosfos is the Tosfos in Kedusha. That's the big lishitas over here. The Baal Tosfos in Kedusha holds that you're not nemen when it leaves your hand. Side whether you pay, one guy paid, side whether two guys paid. And the only reason why you ever believe is because of Migu. And the Migu, you only have cold matters in your hand. So the minute it leaves your hand, you're not knowing anymore. Therefore, Tosis has to learn a whole new shot in Agamar. That means Rashi learns that you have a fundamental midrash on the Gnemonis, even when it leaves your hand, as long as one guy paid, because the guy remembers, and Chazal gave him on this. So the Gnemonis Kasha could be a bombastic Kasha. How could you do Yachleku? There's somebody over here who has an Gnemonis to say who he sold it to. But according to Tosis Lashitas, Tosis doesn't you got the Lashitas over here. That's what this means. Tosis Lashitas who holds that the whole Nemanis, when it's in your hand, is only because of Migos. So the minute it leaves your hand, you don't have an Nemanis anymore, because there's no Migos anymore. The Migos technical. Mail is a major problem. What's the one's cash over here? Says Tosis is a bombastic shop. Says Tosis is a bombastic shop here. The Afrikaf de Mechubi Yodori. And I'm eating on now a few words of Tosis. And you're not really Nemanis. Still the Gemara good cash. Nemanis Kedacha, but he is an Edacha. What was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha wasn't why you do Yachleku. The Gemara's kasha wasn't. My name is Boyin. Why do they both swear? A. Eiske Shamuichim Misayeyo Yipot Mishvor. The one who the Erechot is supporting should be part of Mishvor. He has an Erechot supporting him. The Yidoch and the other guys swear Shavu Deraisim. The Hash Begora Shafir V'lo Yodan. And the Gemara, he took two money from two people. And what's the Gears of V'lo Yodan? He doesn't know. The Yodan, because if he would know, Havi Nemun Ke Erechot. Says Tosfos Mori the Gazach. If the Gemara's kasha was that he should have a full scale Nemanis to say who he sold it to, like Rashi, and the Gemara answers he took money from two people, so the Gears is not that he doesn't know, because even if he does know, we're not going to believe him. The Gemara says in Kedushin that when you take money from two people and it's out of your hands, we don't believe him. But according to Tosfos, who learns that the Gemara's kasha was what? Not that you should believe you, but you should believe the Torah's Eid Echot, because you're not believing, because you don't have any people. Because you're about the whole Gemara over there is based on Migan, over here you don't have any people, because out of your hands, the only thing you can be is Eid Echot. So the Gemara's Gemara's terrorist, the guy doesn't know him, he doesn't. But he doesn't know him, but he can't say we don't know. Because if he would know, we would believe him, he has an Erechot. I mean, if you come in, that's the beauty, if you come in the terrorist full-scale Nemanis, then the Gersa is V'layadinon, we don't believe him, no matter what he says. If the Gersa is Terrorist Erechot, so as long as he says he knows, he has Nineveh Erechot. What do you mean, don't believe him? He's Erechot, he is. The terrorist is. He himself says, I don't know, and therefore, we don't have Erechot. Says Tosfos. The Gemara could have answered the Lassa Kaman initially. The Gemara could have said a better teretz. If the Gemara said the guy doesn't know, he's making a new kim. He's saying he did it? No, because if he would know, he'd be an Erecha, right? The Gemara could have said he's not around, period. So, to Maram, to the Rebbe Tosfos, that this teretz, that the Gemara could have said a teretz that he's not around, is only Lefishitas Tosfos, not Lefishitas Rashi. So, to Maram over here, to the Rebbe Tosfos, that this teretz, that the Gemara could have just as well answered, he doesn't know. He could have said he's not around. The Gemara could have just as well answered it according to who, Rashi, that the Gemara said we don't believe you. What's the pshat in the, what's the pshat, Tosfos? Why does Tosfos say that this teretz is only the feet his pshat, and not according to what? And not according to Rashi. So you could say, by the way, before I'm going to say the Lam d'Shavuot, you could say, Balat d'Shavuot. Although according to Tosfos, what was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha wasn't believe him. The Gemara's kasha was treat him like a made effort, which we'll talk about at length soon. So what's the Gemara's teretz? You can't say, oh, he took money from two people, we don't believe him, we don't believe him. He's an Erechot. Erechot he is. The teretz says, he doesn't know. I need to make him a Balbat HaShul Kimta. He's saying, the guy didn't know. The guy didn't know. You can say, the guy wasn't here. Ashekin, according to Rashi, the Gemara's teretz wasn't a Balbat HaShul Kimta. The Gemara says, we're talking about a case, we took money from two people, and then he's not believed. So then the Gemara didn't make it a Kimta that the guy didn't know. The guy didn't know, but the case was a case where we don't believe him. So the Gemara said, a teretz, we're talking about a case where we don't believe him. You can still say, maybe in a different case, because he's not around. It's a lot more geschmack, like this. According to Tosfos, we made it a kimta. By the way, a guy not knowing is equivalent to not being around. He's not here. He doesn't have what to tell us. According to Rashi, the guy claims he does know, but we don't believe him. Le'yadinan, because he took money from two people. He lost his namanas that the Ran explained. But the Maram says a lom d'shavart, and I'm going to say over the Maram even more lom d'shavart. The Maram doesn't say what I'm going to say. He says a drop lower than what I'm going to say, but I want to say it in the full force. Have a very geschmack of pshat. to explain why Tosfos said that this teretz, that the Gemara could have answered a different teretz. The Gemara said, it's Pashat, who kept it? Mishnah Torah, the guy's not around. The same way the Gemara said that he didn't know. But the Rambam's Medayek, that it's Meduyak in Tosfos that the Gemara couldn't have said the teretz according to Rashi. Not that the Gemara had any wealthy. The Gemara couldn't have said the teretz. Why not? So the Rambam says a Lashon, but I'm going to say the Rambam over in a more lumbish Lashon. I'll tell you in a minute what he says and what I'm saying, but I'm going to say what I'm saying first. Not because it's better, and not because it's much sharper than the Rambam. I didn't say what I want to say. I'm saying a simple word. Watch. I said Tifavort. According to Rashi, what was the Gemara's question? Why are you passing the Yachleku? Ask the guy, check with the guy, is the guy over here as an amonis? What was the Gemara's answer? He told me he took money from two people, he doesn't have an amonis. Very shaka to us. But what was the Gemara's cash? What was the Gemara's cash? The shaka to Yachleku is not appropriate. There's somebody over here who knows. So what did he answer? He's not around. He's not around this. I think one more thing of art. So what, you going to do Yachleku now? So what are you going to do? What are you going to answer? Fake Gemara, here's the guy who he sold it to. There's somebody who has information. Not that somebody has information, somebody has an amonis, right? So what are you going to do? You're going to go do your chalikud? What do you mean for doing your chalikud? There's somebody who knows what happened. Go find him. Wait. There's no psak chalikud over here. That means the most kasha was, there's nobody passing a chalikud over here. There's a guy who sold it, right? Go check who he sold it to. So what are you going to say? He's not around. So I'm asking if you were dying on a bezin. The thing comes to Bez, and so Bez says, what do you mean? Is there somebody who has information? Just wait about there. So you're going to pass me a chalikud? No. You go find out. What do you mean the guy's not around? But there's somebody out there who has information. We don't pass me a chalikud. See, if the Gemara's kasha was, how can you go pass me a chalikud to somebody over there who has an amonis to tell you what happened? So you say he's not around. So obviously, if you were a Bez, you would pass me a chalikud. So you guys, of course not. So the Gemara can't answer the guy's not around. What happened to him? He's not around. If there's a guy out there who has an amonis, so go wait and find him. Isn't that? Unless you tell me he died. I don't know, which is a tragic occurrence. But according to Tosfos, it wasn't Gemara's kasha. But according to Tosfos, it wasn't Gemara's kasha. It wasn't don't do Yachleku. But do Yachleku. He's not believed. What do you want to use the seller for? For very limited things. The pata from a shur, right? So what do I answer? He's not around. Okay, he's not around. So go swear, finish. You're not pata. Is that it, Lord? So according to Rashi, that the Gemara's kasha was, don't do Yachleku. Why? Because there's somebody out there who has an immunist to tell you what happened. What do you answer? He's not around. That's not going to allow you to go to Yachleku. Wait, go find him. Wait a week, wait a month, I don't know what. But you're not going to pass me Yachleku. There's somebody out there who has information. But according to Tosfos, the Gemara's kasha wasn't on the Yachleku. Yachleku you do anyway. The kasha was, why are you swearing? The one guy popped out, the guy who happened with the Meisah. The Meisah is not around. He's not around. So he goes, so you do what he needs to do. The Maharam says this part a notch lower. You know what he says? He says that when there's somebody around, a fee type, a fee Rashi that you're believed, he says a lower part. He says that according to Rashi, who holds that the seller is believed. So even if he's not around, we're not going to let them swear on the Yachleku because it could come out afterwards. They swore B'Sheker. The guy might come tomorrow from having a month. We're not going to go, Bezin's not going to go facilitate that we're going to do Yachleku with a Shua that it could come out tomorrow and find out you lied. Because he's that one. I'm saying even more than that. And he says, according to Rashi, that the seller is Naaman, so even if he's not around, we're not going to go do Yachleku with the Shvuah, because we're not going to do something that could end up that tomorrow it's going to come out that the guy swore B'Sheker. There's a time bomb out there. I'm saying without that, not because of Nishba B'Sheker. I'm saying the Rishlik of Pesach is Yachleku. So what are you going to tell me? There's somebody out there who knows. So what are you going to do? You're going to do Yachleku? Your mom says that about somebody out there who knows. You're not going to let the guy swear because you'll find out tomorrow he swore B'Sheker. I'm saying more than that. We're not going to do Yachleku in such a case. There's somebody out there who knows the truth. So the Pesach, it means the Pesach is not Yachleku over here. What is the Mechtik of Pesach in the Sofa? Go find out what happened. Wait till he's not around. Yes, he's not around. There's not a reason to do Yachleku, so go find him. But there's no reason to go to Yachleku in a case where there's somebody out there who has an amonis. But Hashem can't be faced. I think one's kasha wasn't that he shouldn't do Yachleku. One's kasha was, you bought him for sure. Okay, so the guy's not around, so go swear, finish. This Niflum Oyed Amita Shaltoyo. My Tosis says that in my shot, the Gemara could have answered that the guy wasn't around.
Okay,
it doesn't bother me. You know, he won't come out, he's lying. When he's going to turn up, he won't be called a liar. He's not a body now. He's only a remember that. Queen of says when the guy's going to turn up, it won't turn him into a liar because we're not, he doesn't have an amonis. He doesn't have a mikvah. Only an edach. So you could have sworn us. You could have been bothered. You weren't bothered. Anyway, right? We know you were a liar. That's the memory of Amita Shoteira. That one does us look here. Now we start. When I was thinking about Bomezia after Chatzais and Tisha B'Av, I thought about this. What do you think of Chatzais and Tisha B'Av? When it ends, when the fast ends, everyone knows, right? I was thinking about this, yeah? So careful. What?
I
I must be near to yes, you okay for you, right? I'm confused. What do you think about Moses here then? Right. Sounds okay. Yeah. Listen carefully. It's not funny. What do you think about, yeah? Listen carefully now. We're gonna present now one of the great riddles which we can keep our raised. Listen carefully. Okay. Shitas Rashi is a very clear and simple Gemara. The Gemara's kasha was somebody out there as an Amonis. Every Gemara, we don't make too money from all the Napoli. Finish Adkan. See, Tais, it's a very complicated Gemara. The seller doesn't have any Amonis. So what was the Gemara's kasha? Let's go slowly now, step by step. So what was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha was, says Tais, watch, a double part kasha. Why do both guys swear, watch this, the one who has the Erechot supporting him, the seller says I sold it to Reuben, okay? The seller says I sold it to Reuben. So what's the kasha? The kasha is a double kasha, says Tesis. Let's creep it right now to this Tesis. I have such a schwer kasha, it's Gefella. A double kasha. Kasha number one is, the guy who the seller is supporting should be potter from a shvuah. I want to point out to you, the Gemara did not mean to ask the few Tesis that the one who the seller supported should get it. Should get the whole thing, because we don't believe him. I repeat again. All he could be is an Erech. Now what could an Erech do to help out over here? What could an Erech do? That's the problem. If you're a believer, you're a believer. But you're only an Erech. Well, what could an Erech do to change the din? That, by the way, I want everyone to realize, who's the Posh Mishan in the Gemara, Rashi or Tesis? What? Rashi says the guy's believed, so there's no Erech like who. You know what a complicated Pshat this Tesis says? You know what a complicated Pshat this is? Moros Kasha, Yachleku goes right there, because the seller's not believed. There's no Miku, nor of us. He's an Erechot. What am I going to do with Erechot over here? So we do two things with the Erechot, which is a Teichuk in the Kasha of the Gemara. One thing we do is first of all, why do they both swear? The one who the Erechot is supporting should be off the hook from a shul. I want to stop here and just say something very important. That was part one of the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara's Kasha wasn't that we shouldn't do Yachleku because he's not believed. He's an Erechot. What do we do with an Erechot here? Number one is, he'll pater the guy who he supports. He doesn't have to swear. It means he will not be able to help the guy get more than a half. He will not be able to help him get more than a half. But at least he'll get him off the hook of a shul. This topic, for those of you who learn Bava Metzia, is one of the famous sugis of Bava Metzia, called Eda B'Seyeh Lift on Yeshua. I have to explain what it means. You all know, there are two shul derises. One shul derisa is called by the mixers. I go to the guy, $1,000. The guy says, I bid out you $500. Yes, it's worth another $500. We're going to spend in the coming weeks a long time understanding what is the shul by the mixers, why you swear what together is. There's one more shul derisa, only one more. And that is the shul zeirachon. Rumi says, the shimmy, $1,000. I'm stressing because of tzviya. You have to have a taina. And he brings an erachon and says, $1,000. So you have to swear. The reason an Erechot says you owe me $1,000, I have to swear to contest the Erechot. What happens when an Erechot is not being Machayev Shvuah, the Erechot is supporting me? Does it pot to be from a Shvuah? There's no Gemara about this. Erechot HaMisayeya Lifto Mishvuah. What happens? It means, do I say that the same way an Erechot could create an Amonas enough to be Machayev Shvuah? I'm saying big lumbus now. Do I say that the same way that an Erechot has enough Amonas to, on a level of being Mechayev a Shua, he has enough Nemanis to pot to you from a Shua that you're Chayev, because he's supporting you. Well, do I say no? To be Mechayev a Shua, he is. But if I say that the guy's Chayev a Shua, you have to swear, that's what can't get you off the hook. This is the famous topic called Eid HaMaseya Lifto Mishua. It appears over here at very, very, very great length in the Rosh over here. I suggest that I'm going to do the minig of Rav Asher. We're going to wait until we learn a few blot of the Sugis of Shuas, and we become familiar with what Chiyuv Shvuah is, and when, and how, and what Erechot is, what Mitzvah is, and then we'll come back and learn this huge sugya. Could an Erechot pater from a Shvuah the same way as Mechayev Shvuah? It's a whole controversy with many dinim and dinim and pate dinim. By the way, just for a little bit of Yiddishkeit, if you don't mind, what's the basic source of this controversy? I'll explain. When Erechot says, you owe me $1,000, he has to swear. Why does he have to swear? So the Pashav Shad is, will be an Erechot not believe, but an Erechot creates a chash, one second. But an Erechot creates a chash, creates a drawer, creates a baby, right? So I enough to get, force you to swear, does that agree? Erechot comes along and says, you owe me $1,000. Why do I have to swear, be the Reisim? Or says, Eder come the moment, I will come with the Shvuah, be the Reisim. Why do you have to swear? The Pashav Shad is, is because, albeit it's true, I don't have two agents supporting my case, in which case I would win the case, but there's a schmeck over here. One guy came along and has a visit level, and we'll put it at 40% nemanis, okay? 40% nemanis, and after you have 40% nemanis, it's enough to create a chash. And once there's a chash, the Torah Kodesh said, clear the tables where. Feed that spar, what will be in the case where I am chayav shvur already and Eidechem supports me? What will be the dinner? What do I want to say? For example, I'm waiting to make a tzas. I said, you owe me $1,000, you admit a 500, you have to swear $1, 500. You bring in Eidechem on $1, 500. What would the Eidechem say? The Eidechem could pat you or not? What does the Eidechem say? What's a smart shooter? So the smart shooter would be no. Eidechem could give you a chayav shvur because it's enough to create a chash. But in a place where you're chayav shvur, the level of shvur is a level of clear the table, put down a shvur. Eidechem is not a level of a shvur, it's enough to create a shash. But in a case where you're, I'll give you an example. The guy was chayav shvur, where did it us? I told the guy, you owe me $1,000. He said, I owe you $500. Yeah, $500 not. You have to swear on another $500. Shvur the rise, where did it us? A shash, you're lying. What happens if he brings an Eidechem on another 500? They doesn't know. So you tell me what you mean. Eidechem works for shvur, not a poshut. I can hear that Eidechem is chayav shvur. Right? Because Eidechem creates a shash that requires a shvur. Shvur means have to swear. But in a case where a guy was chayav ashur, why was he chayav ashur avoid the mikvah, for example? Because there was a real chash in front of us. Epis something shmek. 500 you admit it, 500 not. Epis doesn't look glass. The Torah HaKadosh said you chayav to swear. The Torah said you chayav to swear. Once the Torah said you chayav to swear, it means put on the table, clarify the matter. You bring an Eidechem, what's an Eidechem? Who says an Eidechem is enough to clear the table? Who says an Eidechem is enough to pati from a chayav ashur? It's enough to create shashas, it's enough to create drawers, it's enough to do a chayav ashur. Who says, but welcome where you chayav to supply clarity and Eidechem is enough? I'm just pointing out where the controversy started. Or do we say no? Or do we say that as far as shvuas are concerned, Eidechem is like to win them? That's the shirish of the shayla here. The Torah HaKadosh, all the information we have, the Torah is Eidechem v'chayav ashur. What's the pshat? The pshat is on the level of shvur, Eidechem is like to Eidem. After so you find that it's negated to shvur, Eidechem means we know what's going on. In which case, it will be mechayev you and a kapat to you. But if I don't know like that, then all an Eidechem does is it creates doubts, it creates fakers, it creates shoshes, enough to go make the other guy swear on the $1,000, Eidechem said. But what about a case where a guy was chayev a shvur for other reasons? And the Torah says, swear, otherwise we're not giving it to you. Otherwise we're going to take it away from you. And he brings an Eidechem. Who says that clears the table? That's the controversy. So, bomb number one that landed in this places, where the places in a backhand said slowly that places how they learned, places she tossed will learn that you don't have an amanus b'chal, you don't have a bingo, so all you're operating is nothing more than an eidechot. So places was very broad. That's what's the more kashan. What was the guy going to do? It's only an eidechot. It's not an amon. Places is a double-edged kashan. One, the one he's supporting, the one he says sold to, doesn't have to swear. So the Olam, whole Olam HaTorah, 1,000 years ago, said, oh, Tosfos holds that an eid kapata from a shvur, not just from chayev. How do you have a shvur? Bring a shvur to the table. Wait, now we have an eidechem supporting me. So what? So you have an eidechem supporting you? The Rabbanan were mechayev a shvur. Why? We learned yesterday, shalei kolecha hodlev HaTorah, but at the end of the day, it's a shvur submission. A shvur submission is a very strong mission. It's a shvur that's put down in the mission. It's a mission. That's just time. So the Quran of Rabbanan, you have to swear. So what did the guy say? I have an eidechem supporting. What's an eidechem? Where do we find that Eidechem carries halachic weight? Why? Because the Torah said that Eidechem is b'chayev b'shvur. Yeah, when Eidechem is supposed to go, you have to swear. But I presume that you're chayev b'shvur here because Chazal made a chiyuv b'shvur. When you bring an Eidechem, you're not supplying b'shvur. Shvur, by the way, is a very stark Chazal. The guy swears. But he's not going to lie. Playing with fire, he sees Hashem 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 HaKachal HaShom. It's serious business. But Stam, the guy brings an Eidechem, what's an Eidechem? I Eidechem b'chayev b'shvur. So this Torah is a landmark Torah. The Torah stuck himself into this velt machlekes of the Rishonim. Whether or not Eidechem is not only mechayev by the pot, Tosfos says agavuchah. Part one of the kasha was let the seller be an Eidechem and let him pot it. Which I'm telling you again, got himself involved in this mega controversy. You can't imagine how many Rishonim argued about it. What raya's and nafkaminas of every type of shvur went away. We're going to see some of them soon. B'chulu b'chulu b'chulu. This Tosfos committed himself to a position that on the shvur of the Mishnah, the Eidechem supports you and can pot you. I just forgot a tip of the iceberg of the lundus. Why, yeah, why not? Isn't Eidechem have a nemonis, or he just creates chashas? If he just creates chashas, that's for chiyuv, not for ptur. If he has a nemonis, I could hear your matos also. That's the overview, very, very superficial overview of the topic of could Eidechem fata from a shvur. Either way, like I said, part one is Tosfos said, part two, and I finished it. Tosfos says, and not only does the Eidechem plays a double edged role here. 1 second. 1 minute. 1 second. There you go. one role he plays is that he patters the guy who supports. And more than that, he's mechayev other guy shvu d'oraisa. Why is mechayev other guy shvu d'oraisa? Because he made that one. And I say that you're lying. I say that you didn't buy from me. By the way, and who said in the Mishnah that it's not a shvu d'oraisa? Where do you see in the Mishnah that it's not a shvu d'oraisa, by the way? Maybe it's a shvu d'oraisa. It says one guy swears, one guy swears. Maybe it's a shvu d'oraisa. What's the more kasha? Well, it says that let the seller, let the merchant be in a nechlo. A, let him patter him. And let him be mechayev him and shvu d'oraisa. Rabbi Kiveger Baron says, by the way, Antos is here. Rabbi Kiveger says, the Mishnah's mashma, Zev is a yishava, they both swear the same shvu. We're going to talk at length tomorrow. The Ktzeis said a different shot. We're going to learn a Ktzeis inside, pay attention to Maror Kevos tomorrow. We're going to learn a Ktzeis inside, who said a different shot in Ktzeis. A whole other guy will see it. Fascinating Ktzeis. But either way, the Ktzeis over here, the Ktzeis, Bavorn the Kashakil, who told you in Mishnah's Devaisim. But Ktzeis, Rabbi Kiveger says, not like that. Rabbi Kiveger says that what Tais meant to yes, of course, the Mishnah Masha, they both swear the same thing. What does it say? Zei Shava, it's not Masha that one swearing of the Raisa, one swearing of the Rabbanan. So Tais is therefore asked a double edged Kasha. A, is an Erechot in the picture? Why is he swearing Bechlal? He has an Erechot supporting him. And why is he swearing a Shu the Rabbanan? He's swearing a Shu the Raisa like every other Erechot. That's the most Kasha. Okay. Now we begin part two. And part two, for today, I just want to present a riddle. And the Rabbanan will sweat over this and horror and say, Torah Mitzvah Hashem. And if it's good, you'll have what to say at your first ever once. Hopefully there'll be somebody there who'll understand what you're talking about. Not just the Kala. What do you say? I said, hopefully Cheryl. Hopefully Cheryl knows this thing with Bokum Mitzio. That's one level. Hey, that's what I'm sure. In darkness. Listen carefully now. Tosis over here says, after everything I just said, what the Gemara's kasha was, the double-edged kasha. Let the Erechot A patter the guy from Shua, and let him be mechayev the other guy Shua the rest. In fact, the Meiri over here, Tosis is a mistake. And now we begin. The Mishnah says in Shua, that Mandalam and Beis that I've printed out for you today, an iron rule that's not negotiable. There's two types of shvuas that I printed out for you in that mission. There's shvuas ha-niftorin and shvuas ha-noilin. There's two types of shvuas. Midaraisa, all shvuas are niftorin. Okay, I'll give you an example. Moed Miktas, I say you owe me $1,000, you give me $500. I want all the $500 for you, so why are you swearing to keep the $500, right? Erech, I say you owe me $1,000. There's no such thing as a shvuah daraisa to take. Okay? There's also true advice that if you want to take money, swear. Ain't that Rakazan. Okay? There are shvuah d'rabbanans. That means there's no such thing. A shvuah midaraisa is only if you're using the shvuah to keep what you have. I want to keep the $500 of Moed HaMikdash. I want to keep the $1,000 by Erechot. There's no such thing as a shvuah d'rabbanan where it comes to tell you, if you want to take, swear. No such thing. No such thing. There are all types of cases where I come with a shtar and I want to get money and the shtar is no good. So I want to have an erechot that's going out. You swear. It's not just thing. Call on Ishboim, be the raiso, only in the ftoim. Be the rabbanon, there's nothing. What's a classic case of Neidlin? Mishnah over there brings down a shuas. I printed it out for you. Classic case of shuas is a guy works all day. You want to get your wages, you have to swear that the guy owes you the money. Sucker. All types of cases where the chazal were misakin, shuas had Neidlin, then in order to get money from somebody, you have to swear. But by Shua Deraisa, there's no such thing as ever swearing to get something. That's not Shua Deraisa. So in a case, for example, where you don't have something, and you want to get something you don't have, and there's an Erechot against you, you don't swear Shua Deraisa. Shua Deraisa is only to retain what you have. Says the Meiri, a bomb. And now we start with a fascinating topic. Says the Meiri, it can't be that Tosis Kasha is Shua Deraisa. Because over here, you're a Neitel, you're not a Nifta. You're coming to take idea of Shua. Zakhti Meiri, the last line in the Meiri that I asked you to see today. Zakhti Meiri, that the Rabbanu Hatzafasim, who's that? That the Hedek Arvind of Tam, he's wrong. Why is he wrong? Because he's wrong. Why is he wrong? Because it's not Niftar, it's Neidlin. You saw the Meiri? Meiri in the last line says that the whole places is wrong. The whole Chachma Hatzafasim are wrong. The Bali places are wrong. And their whole approach to the Sugya, that means, first half that you ask the Deir Echad Shabbat, okay, that's a topic called Emzei Al-Fajr. But what's the other half? That the shvuah should be a shvuah d'oraisa. It can't be shvuah d'oraisa. You only swear shvuah d'oraisa to protect what you have. There's no such thing as swearing a shor d'oraisa at the take. Shem Yirah. With that, he buries the Tosfos. This brought us to the famous controversy, the world famous controversy. If you live in the world you're supposed to live in, so you know that it's a famous controversy. And that is, the shor of our Mishnah, is it niftarin or is it nevelin? It's a shor that's coming to protect what I have, or it's a shor coming to take what I don't have? The Re'iri yells at me, the Taisa said that the Gemara's kasha was, the Shitas said not that you're believed, but you're an Erechot, and what the Erechot is doing is even a Chayiv. Yeah, Maisa? Dr. Bibi, it can't be. Over here, you're not a niftarin. You don't have the half of the dollars yet. You're a nightland. You're coming to take something. And there's also a thing as a shor d'oraisa when you're a nightland. Atkan, the Rabbi Ibi. Maybe the last line of the piece that I asked you to see today, which I see very few of you saw. Correct? Mike, we saw? What do you guys do all day?
Yeah,
huh? Rabbi Fisher's fault, because I'm giving out too many Mara Kramers. Yeah? But you trust me that it's such a mirror?
I'm not going to come with the kashis.
What do you say?
Not coming with the kashis. It's testing the same, exact shuwa or mission of the level of the Raisa. Or we know the shuwa.
No, all Taisa said it should be chayiv a shuwa the Raisa. All Taisa said the idach yishbo shuwa the Raisa. The kashis was, why is he shuwaing a shuwa the Raisa? No, it's a shuwa the Raisa. I know.
But he's holding on to it right now.
Wait a second, you are arguing on the mirror? That's wonderful. Jacob, not from Dallas, from Plano, not from Paris. Yeah, he's arguing the mirror. You could argue. There's a place to support you. Correct from Slime. Broke out. One of the Plano, the first time Plano did anything in history. Yeah. And so he's supporting Tosfos. Plano supports Tosfos. In the battle between Tosfos and Amiru. Murder. Listen carefully now. There's a huge controversy. When a guy swears by Steinbos and Talas, the guy's holding on to a Talas together with somebody else. And he swears. He's called a Natal, he's called a Nifter. One second, yeah? One second. This Shaila, by the way, is not just a Shaila on the Deraisa level. If you're going to be Chayav Ashur Deraisa because of Erecha, it's on everyone level. This is what I'm going to say now. The Shur of our Mishnah is a Shur's Hanoitlin, it's a Shur's Hanoitlin, even on the Deraisa level. Before I get to the Shaila, how could it be a Deraisa? You only swear when you have it already. You swear to protect what you have. I want to say, the Rabbanan the Galabas. The Shua, the mission is a Shua, and the Torah, the Rabbanan made a Takwan, you have to swear. It's a Shua to take, it's a Shua to keep. And I want the Eilim to tell me on the spot, enough giving of this Hakira in the Rabbanan the Galabas. Forget about the Derisa role. I want to go back a step. I want to win the Rabbanan. What's the nature of this Shua? It's an Iftar or it's an Eilim? And I want enough giving on the spot. So there's a Mayer de Kazakh in the new Rabbi Kiv Eggers, the blue Rabbi Kiv Eggers. The first piece. It's not the first piece. Said on the first day of Bo Metzia, was he clad a Hakira? Mishnah says that both guys have to swear. Okay? Both guys have to swear. What happens if they don't swear? Did they get here for not? You know, Rabbi Kiv Eger came into Yeshia the first day, and he said, Bo Metzia, and he clad a Shiloh. He says both guys have to swear, so sure they're one on. What happens if they don't swear? What did Rabbi Kiv Eger mean to say? The din is like this, you all know. If Ashur's on Nightland, if you don't swear, what's the din? If you don't swear, Ashur's on Nightland, what's the din? What? You don't get it. That's the nature. Ashur's on Nightland, you swear to get it. So there are one of the Kashur's which are called Nightland Shur's. If you don't swear, you don't get it. What about Ashur's on Iftarin if you don't swear? When Ashur's on Iftarin, a guy has something and everyone said, swear it, hold on to it. So if you don't swear, you keep it. So they put you in Cherem, but you keep it. I repeat. Rabbi Kiv Eger had a suffix in Shir. What's the nature of the Shur of Ayos on a Drabonan level? We treat it like Maitland is what they're one saying, that in order to get your half of the talis, you have to swear you're called Maitland, in which case if you don't swear, you're not going to get it. Isn't that really cool? Or says we can make it all the way around. That's you have it already, just you have to swear to keep it. What happens if you don't swear? Okay, so you're Russia. But so they're one to control, but they're one to control. If you don't swear, and it's fine to keep it. That was Ricky Vegas, like Peter, when he started this man. Come on, thank you very much. Good. Yeah, it's the first of Ricky Vegas and the blue Ricky Vegas. Yeah. Mikuntris Rishimis Talmud Leperik Steinweiss. Yeah. A live report from Ricky Vegas Shiro. Imagine a live rabbi, Shabbat gives you life. Yesh l'estapik. Im echad ainer reitzel yishava. Im neisnum leichal koi b'leishua. Have you come off or not? Yeah? Something. So the belt explains what Ricky Vega mean to say. He meant to say it was a nerve, it was an astar. That's on the Rabbana level. Now we move over to the Raisa level. Taisus went even further, and Taisus said that what? That there's an Eilechot over here, you're going to swear Shuvah the Raisa. Says the Meiri, Shuvah the Raisa? A Shuvah the Raisa? What do you mean a Shuvah the Raisa? He's an idol. This was his name, a Shuvah the Raisa, for Naitan, only Niftarim. So we have L'choira, a Machlek is over here. Whether or not, a guy is Shnei Merzim Metallus, is he called a Naitol, and he's getting half. He's called a Naitol on the half, he's called a Nifter on the half. Hey, Rabbi Chaim, you need me and Taisus. Taisus, if I hold that you're called a Nifter, you're keeping what you have, and the Mivi is saying you're taking something you don't have. So what's the obvious it's hard to say? I think Rav Tolly says this, the old Rav Tolly I looked over this morning, the new Rav Tolly's efforts I cooked, the Eric, he says this, when the old Rav Tolly means a stencil that's typed like a typewriter, which you weren't able to see, which is what I grew up on, he says over there before us. Rav Tolly says the obvious Yetzahara, which is that's the Shitosai. Taisus of all those of Sakvadai. So it's the Shoran and Eilat, what's the Eilat say? It's the Shoran, you have it already. Yeah, right? You have it. Min Eilat what? So it's the Shoran of Shoran, so you can have it with the Raisins. Why do you think it's the Shitosai? That's not a Yantav. The Bibi, all those of Sakasophic. So you don't have the half yet, because you don't have an ansad. Do you have a half yet? So you don't have the half yet, so it's Maitland, and that's why you can't be sure of the rest of it. That's the big Yetzahara to learn. It's a nice job, by the way. You should know that the whole belt says this, by the way. I'm not saying it over in the Tzlamis. Okay? I'm not saying it in the Zilzul. The whole belt says that this Chakira, whether it's Shai Baruch in the Talos, is called a Naitl, or it's called a Nifter. How do we look at him? With Rabbi Kivegas Nafkamina on the Rabbanon, depends on whether it's a Psakvade or Psakvade. It's a Psakvade, it's a Psakvade, it's a Psakvade, it means we know for sure it's yours, you already have it. You're trying to keep what you have, you're trying to retain what you had. If it would be a Shuvah the Raisa, you're trying to hold on to what you have. If however it's a Psakvade, you don't have anything yet, we don't know whose it is. So then the Shuvah is coming to take your half out of the talis, in which case it's called Maitland, in which case the Meiri argument, I repeat, the Machlekes of the Meiri with Taisus about whether it's called Maitland or it's called Nefarim. It looks like it's custom tailored to the shadow, whether it's a Shakvadi or Shakvadi. The problem is it doesn't work. It doesn't work for two reasons. And now I'm going to present the riddle. I want them to sit on it, horror on it. Lunchtime, second Seder. Man of storm. Night. At night. Why are you sleeping? Dream about it. Go on a terrace. We're going to present two riddles out of five. Two's enough. One is, the Rambam in the back, the Perash Mishnayos. I asked you to see the Rambam Perash Mishnayos. If you didn't get to the Miri, then obviously you didn't get to the Rambam. He'll just give up a week. Well, yeah. The Rambam Perash Mishnayos says, like Tesis, that the Gemara's Kasha was that it's a Shua Daraisa. The Rambam had the first Rambam, the first Mishnah, in Bom Mitzia, says, brings down the Gemara's Kasha, that if the seller would know, you'd be Chayav Shuvah D'Oraisa. He says, of course, like this. So, in the controversy of whether it's Niftarin or was Rambam hold? What does that say? Was Rambam hold? It's Niftarin. He says, you're Chayav Shuvah D'Oraisa. Of course, explicit in the Rambam's Mishnah. Hold on. So, if the Rambam in the last line of the Rambam's Mishnah, as you continue reading, it's a summary of the Mishnah, the Rambam brings down the case of three quarters and a quarter. I said a whole, he said a half. So the guy swears how much he gets a quarter. In fact, the Rambam, why are you swearing on a quarter? You just swear the half is yours. We've got a quarter. We should swear on your taina. Says the Rambam, there's a klal. By all shvuas hanoitlin, you never swear on more than you're getting. You swear on what you're noitl. I repeat. So if the Rambam appears from Mishnayos in the back, that the reason why you don't swear on chetzi shali, you swear on reva shali, because there's a klal, b'chol shvuas hanoitlin, any shvuah where you're using the shvuah to take, you swear on what you're taking. You don't swear on what your taina was. You swear on what you're getting. You're getting your idea of the shvuah, so you only swear a quarter. The lashon of the Rambam in the back is very extreme Rambam. A very extreme Rambam. The lashon of the Rambam is, in the Perush Mishnayos, it's right before the riff in Noiz V'Hadar. The Rambam's lashon is, let's read here the line inside. His lashon is, I'm sorry. The lashon of the Rambam is, Ki anishba hanaitel shom dover b'shvuasoi, lo yishoma yesim imashu royo lito. The fichu, they only swear on a quarter. Hold on. One second. Okay. That's why you swear on a half, and that's why you swear, what do you call it? That's the rules. 1 second. You never swear on your tiny, you swear on what you're taking. 1 minute. The same Rambam appears, a carbon copy, in Perek Tes, Hilchos Toin Venin. And the reason why I did not focus that of you, because it's in the back of the Oiz Vahadar, in Perek Tes, Halacha Ches, Hilchos Toin Venin, in Perek Tes, Halacha Ches, Perek Tes is our Perek, by the way, Perek Tes, Halacha Ches, Hilchos Toin Venin, the Rambam says, a dramatic Rambam, Perek Tes, Halacha Ches, look, the Rambam, there. Mikad, the Rambam says, you swear you get a quarter. Zok the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Ches, you look it up in the back. Mikan atalomed. From here you learn out. The kolan is bong lito. Whenever you swear to take, bein shvua kala, bein shvua chamura, you only swear on what you're getting. Mikan atalomed, that's a maisa, yeah? The Rambam built from our Mishnah, a yisoy in Hilfos Neitlin. So my riddle is, obviously, the Rambam Perush Mishnayos and in Sefer says before us that the Shvuah of our Mishnah is what? It's a Shvuah Sanoitlin, you're coming to get. And that's why you only swear on what you're getting. The Rambam says before us, like places, they swear Shvuah that I said. Kasha number one. Riddle number one. Riddle number two is shocking. I gave you a little printout, if you don't mind, pull it out, okay? In the little printout that I printed out to you for today, this is riddle number two, which is the same riddle as the Rambam. But riddle number two is, you'll see, it's in-house. Riddle number two is the Goyim. In Simen Pei Zayin, if you notice on the little sheet I gave you, there's a Ramah and there's a Goyim. Correct? You have it? Simen Pei Zayin, the Ramah over there, is very busy with the rules of this controversial topic called Eidah Meseah Liftam Yishuah. I told you, we introduced today a new topic for the Eidah for Papa for Yishuah. The Ramah is busy with the rules. Now, one of the topics over there is, could an Eidah have patur from a Shvuas HaNoilim? Could anybody tell me a tzad way, even if an Eidah have patur from Shvuas, it doesn't patur from Noilim? The answer is, I'll tell you. Because a Shvuas HaNoilim means that if you want to get something, swear. From I say you didn't swear, you can stand on your head. You had an Eidah, you took away the Shash, swear you didn't swear. Moshe Chazal said, you worked all day, you want your wages, swear. You didn't swear. You brought me an Eidah, who cares? Zok the Ramah. Don't look inside now. Look inside now. Talk to Rambam. Oh, the Yesh Ayman Tahu Adin Benishma for Neitel, the Yesh Loi Eid HaMesia, Neitel Bola Shua. The guy worked the whole day. He wants his wages. He's Chayim HaShua the Rabbanon. He brings an Eidach and he's water even by Neitlin. Talk to Goyin. Look at Eilu. Goyin said, Kon Chav Dalet. The Yesh Ayman Tahu Adin. What's this? Shom. Well, Metzia Beis on the Beis. That we know what it means. Velevzi, so see. Upirish Rabbeinu Tam Shom Betoiz Velevzi. The what does the Goyin mean, by the way? The Goyin says, I'll bring a raya to the Ramah that an Eidach with Pat was even from a Shvuas HaNoilim. Where's he bring a raya from? My Rabbi Isai. Where's he bring a raya from? Bring a raya from Aratosis, correct? He's bringing a raya from Aratosis who says what? That the Kasha of the Gemara was that it should Pat to you from what? What's the Goyin saying? I'll tell you what the mocker of those who hold that eight patas, even for shoes, are nailed, is from our Tosfos. The Tosfos by us said that the Gemara's kasha was what? The one who is supporting. I is a shuas on the other. That means the Hilim Goyim learned that Sinai Rebbe's Metallus is Neilin or Neftorin. Neilin, so for Shagoyim. The Goyim says that was the mocker for the Bar Moh. The mocker for the Ramah, the Nehelech and Patras, even from Shuas on the is our Tosfos who said that the Gemara's kasha was the Nehelech and Shapata, the guy who is supporting with the obvious kasha. But then he says in the next word, and all the guys had of what? Shuas on the Goyim learned the whole Tosfos, by the way. I understand. Shaiwas falls in Niftar and it's Nathan. The client says before is that it's Nathan. Because he says that the mucker that Erechat Patas from the one he's supporting is from our Taisus who says that Erechat Patas you and Shaiwas falls in the Shuas and Nathan, correct? So how could Taisus say in the next word and the other guys have it, with a Raisa? How the Shuas and Nathan, the Mi'iri yelled and screamed, you're not Chayek. So why do we answer? So she tells the whole, it's Niftar. Why is it called Niftar? Because it's Adan Sadi. The Goyim says not like that. The Goyim says it's called Nightland. The Goyim says you don't have it yet. The Goyim brought a riot in an Erechad Kapato even from a Shmuel where you're coming to take something. It means that you don't have it yet. If you don't have it yet, how could they say in the next line that it's a Shmuel the Raisa? That's not a riddle. That's a riddle. So I see both the Rambam and the Goyim learned explicitly that by Shnei Rebbes Metallus you call the Nightland, even though they're not Zadi. We'll take you. And that's why the Rambam learned from here to all Shuls on Island, you swear on what you take. The Goyim learned from here that in Africa, Patha from Shuls on Island. And Taisa says before, and the Rambam says before, Shul the Raisa, how could that be? Make up your mind, the guy's an idol, the guy's an idol. What's the nature of this Shul? Go back to Biki Vegas Sophic. The nature of this Shul is an idol, the nature of this Shul is an idol. What's happening over here? That's the big riddle over here in this Taisa.